One bill signed into law by Governor Brian Sandoval during the recent legislative session will help preserve the Hillside Cemetery in Reno and all historic cemeteries. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman, and I reached out to our contributor Bob Conrad of This Is Reno to learn more. So Bob, tell me a little bit about AB 203, which recently passed.
Right. So you may remember last fall, I believe it was in September, the historic Hillside Cemetery near the university campus was under threat of being developed, essentially. There was some dispute about how the individual graves and plots were owned versus the land around them. And a local cemetery owner was looking to potentially sell his stake in their land for allegedly the development of student housing. So essentially what this bill did was added another layer of protection for cemeteries like these in the state of Nevada so that a cemetery owner can't just necessarily dig up remains and then, you know, put a development there. It gave another layer of governmental oversight over these kinds of cemeteries.
And why was this bill sponsored, and who was the sponsor?
The sponsors were Democrats Assemblywoman Amber Joyner and Senator Julia Ratty, and it was pushed in part by locals wanting to preserve the Hillside Cemetery. There are a number of historic Reno figures buried there, so you know people really wanted to preserve it from a historic and what they viewed as kind of a moral standpoint as well.
And let's go back to the controversy at Hillside Cemetery in Reno. What's happening with that now?
So essentially, it's viewed as I don't want to say it's over, but this bill does add that extra layer of oversight. You know, the plans to disinter 700 human remains have been, you know, they were put on hold while this legislation could be hashed out. It was signed by the governor, and, you know, the folks are still volunteering there, maintaining the grave sites, and, you know, they believe that Reno's founding fathers deserve somebody to take care of them and still kind of honor their presence here in the community.
Thanks for your insights, Bob.
Thank you.
Bob Conrad is with thisisreno.com. And for Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.